Couple announcements to get started. First of all, happy Mother's Day to all of you who are biological and spiritual moms, and for the blessing you are because of the Lord's grace. We give thanks for that. In that light, just remember the Newton 5K virtual. You can walk, you can run. You can go ahead and sign up for that on their website, newtonnprc.org, and help raise funds for that. I'm happy to have a number of women come in and others that they're dealing with by Zoom, so continue to pray for them. Food Bank does continue to need spaghetti, pasta, peanut butter, jelly, as long as they're along with all their normal items. We are hoping June 7th will be our opening. We'll be sending out a letter in the next couple of weeks with details about that and how we'll work that out. The elders have thought about outside, and we'll continue to figure out how we're going to do all of that and get back to you in the near future. The rest of the stuff is just in that email that we sent you. So why don't we turn away from that and prepare to worship. Who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped us with strength and made our ways blameless. He made our feet like the feet of a deer and set us secure on the heights. Let's worship him with our first hymn, number 98. Now thank we all our God.
Blessed peace to cheer us and keep us in his grace and guide us when perplexed and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father.
We do give thanks. We give thanks for your steadfast love and for your mercies, which are ours in Christ Jesus. We give thanks, Lord, for the ways you have passed them on from one generation to another. Today, we give thanks for the mothers you have raised up among us and for the gift that they are in showing us your love and your faithfulness. Would you bless us, Lord, that we might in turn praise and worship and give ourselves back to you even now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Our confession this morning is the fifth commandment, which we'll be looking at later for our sermon. Again, it's a reminder of our call to give honor. So let's read responsibly. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
Father, we confess that we are rebellious and feel justified in our rebellion. We have gossiped and slandered those in authority over us and used their sinfulness as a justification for our anger. We have not honored
Lord, we give thanks that you love us enough to confront us, to pursue us, to draw us back to yourself. We thank you that with you there is forgiveness and restoration and renewal. So even now, fill us with your Spirit. Help us, Lord, to turn away from our foolish pursuits and return to you and who we are and all that we do, that we, Lord, might live in your blessedness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our assurance of pardon comes from Exodus this morning. The Lord Yahweh, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Amen. Our unison reading today is from the Paul's take on this fifth commandment, and again, we'll be reading in unison, so please join with me in that. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. The Lord bless this reading of his holy word. Let's come together before him in prayer. Lord, we give thanks that you are our God, that you are the only God. You are the rock to whom we come for refuge. You are the one on whom we are established. You have equipped us with strength. You have made our way blameless, all in your Son, who has cleansed us and renewed us and established us, so that sin's penalty no longer is ours, for he has paid it all. He has established us so sin's power no longer rules over us, but we are yours. And so, Lord, help us more and more to give ourselves to you, each part of our body, our minds, our emotions, our wills, our thoughts, our deeds, our words, who all that we are, all that we do, Lord, help us, because we have been set free from the power of sin. Help us to glorify you and to be your blessing. We pray, Lord, for those who are in special needs right now. We continue to lift up Richard and Ann and ask for your grace to abound to them. Would you strengthen and sustain them and just continue to provide for them? And Lord, especially just strengthen them in that sure hope that they are yours and you are theirs. Lord, we pray for Rob Shepherd as he recovers from this parasite. Would you let that medicine work? Would you heal and strengthen him? Would you provide for them? Lord, we continue to ask for your grace for Hannah as she recovers from her surgery. And we pray, Lord, that you would be at work in all this to restore her hearing and to bless her to be your blessing. We give thanks with Bob and Cheryl, Lord, that their son is in recovery and is no longer under doctor's care. Just continue to strengthen him as he works from home and provide what's needed there. Lord, we thank you for Willing Helpers Food Bank and for the many who are being cared for through them. Would you help us to know how to come alongside and to bless and to be part of that work. We pray for the medical clinic as well, Lord, that you might provide a way for it to open and for those who are in need to receive that care. Lord, we just continue to entrust all of ourselves to you as we go through this pandemic. Lord, we thank you that we do so not needing to fear, but finding freedom to pray. And so, Lord, help us to be wise. Help us, Lord, to live by faith. And help us, Lord, just to rest in you for all that you would have us be. We pray especially for all those who are on the front lines of this, our doctors and nurses and technicians, our police and our first responders. Would you watch over them and keep them? And Lord, I just give thanks that Lynn and I, even as we have been isolated, have had further connections with neighbors across the yard. And pray, Lord, that you would be helping all of us to experience that and to have opportunities just to know our neighbors, to love them, and to bless them. Indeed, Lord, would you give wisdom for how we are to love our neighbors through this pandemic? What it means to sacrifice our own freedoms to bless others, what it means to sacrifice our own security, trusting in you to provide and to bless, knowing that you will do so for all eternity. And Lord, we just give ourselves to you now with thanksgiving. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have an offertory this morning, which is special. David Hauser is with us and is on the piano, and Heather is blessing us with the oboe, right?
Clarinet.
What do I know? Thank you for that blessing. Our scripture reading this morning is from Exodus 20, verse 12. We started a new series last week on blessings, and this is in line with that, though a little bit different. It is the fifth commandment: honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. We bring that up, and let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we give thanks that you have so blessed us that we can be your blessing. Teach us this way of being your blessing, of honoring those in authority over us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As much as we hate to admit it, rules are a blessing. Without rules, we would have no words or sentences or ways of expressing our love. Without rules, we would have only noise instead of the beautiful music that we've just heard. Without rules, we would have anarchy, and life as we know it would be over. But again, all of us hate rules when they get in the way of our doing what we want to do. But they are a gift from God, who gives rules for the running of his universe so that we can depend on it, and who gives rules to those made in his image that we might thrive. And this fifth commandment is the foundation for all of that thriving. That here is how to live in God's word, God's world, how to live a blessed life. I mentioned last week that word blessing is used 544 times throughout Scripture in various forms. One of the common ways it's used is that God has parents put a blessing over their children, speaking his words over them and to them, which is, again, what this fifth commandment is about. It sets the context for how all of that is to be lived out. The command is simple. It begins with a call to honor. That word means to recognize the importance or significance of someone, to hold them in esteem, to respect them. It speaks both to attitude and to actions and words. So it's not enough to simply do the right thing while rolling your eyes or grumbling about it. Israel tried that and it failed miserably. In practice, honoring means showing respect in how you address someone and respond to them. It includes seeking wisdom, listening carefully, and obeying when appropriate. Now, we need to be careful here. Honor does not mean worship. God is God alone, and his word always supersedes and has final authority in all things. His word is what helps us understand what true wisdom is and where lies are. Specifically, the command here is to honor parents. In Exodus, it says fathers and mothers. When it's repeated in Leviticus, it's mothers and fathers, which is telling us again, they are equal in that position and in that authority. Implied here in the conferring of honor is that this is something that the Lord does. No parent is worthy of honor. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. None of us have earned, none of us are perfect, none of us use our authority wisely and well all the time. We all would be disqualified if this was about earning anything. But God gives this. And as God gives it, it then implies a stewardship to those who are in authority, that they live under his authority, listening to him and walking in his pathways. And Scripture makes clear in a number of places that that person in authority needs to be walking in the Lord's ways, or they are setting aside their ability to be honored. Ephesians 5 talks about that in 6. That authority figure is to represent God and his laws. And again, if someone is telling us to go a different way, as Calvin puts it, you have the perfect right to disregard them. There are strangers leading us away from the Lord into death. And so this command is a two-way street. It relates to how people are to exercise authority and then how to live under authority. With authority comes responsibility. If one disregards the responsibility, one is putting oneself in a place of dishonor. Now, the command here specifically points to parents. Honor your mother and father. But the foundational truth behind all this is that the family is the building block for all society. That as we learn to recognize authority in our families, we live it out in the world. And if we don't learn it in our families, there's not much hope for us in the world. But the command has more in mind than just parents. In fact, the word that's used for father here is also used for tribal heads, Genesis 10 or Genesis 17, Abraham. It's the word that's used about the elders in Exodus 12, or the king in 1 Samuel 24. Or it's even the way that Elijah is pictured in his relationship of discipling Elisha. And so the scope of this is all those in authority. God has set up hierarchies and structures for the ordering of society. And where we learn to live under them is in our families. And so the Westminster Larger Catechism says, by father and mother in this fifth commandment are meant not only natural parents, but all superiors in age and gifts, and especially such as by God's ordinance are over us in places of authority, whether in the family or in church or in the commonwealth. So, it's easy, right? Honor your mother and father. Honor all those in authority. Well, it's easy to say. It's much harder to obey. In fact, it's impossible in our own power to obey. The very nature of our sin is that we are in rebellion against authority. God's authority, first and foremost, but also all those he has appointed in authority in every sphere of life. And the real problem is it begins with our hearts. They are full of pride. We believe in our sinfulness that we know more or know better than anyone else. We believe in our sinfulness that we're independent and we should be free to do as we please, as long as we don't hurt others, as long as I'm the one defining what that hurt is. Add to that we live in a culture that confuses ability with wisdom. You know, most 7-year-olds can figure out how to operate computers better than some of us who are older. But just because they can doesn't mean they should. Sin, disobedience to God, brings misery and destruction and death to ourselves and to so many others. Now, again, if we think we know more and we become unteachable, what we're doing is condemning ourselves to foolish choices all of our lives. If we're only concerned with self, and fail to see that what we do has consequences for others, not just those immediately near us, but for generations to come. You know, before this started, we were studying Esther, and part of what we saw in Esther was how her sin and her uncle or her cousin's sin were the consequence of what their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents had done for generations before them in ignoring God's word. When we sin, it's like tossing a very small pebble in a big pond. The ripples keep spreading out and out. And the consequences of our sin are much greater. And so when we come to this commandment, really what we're talking about is the entire world. God wants us to be blessed. And so he gives us this commandment to honor those in authority. So how do we live? How do we receive the Lord's blessing here? Well, as with all things, we begin by looking to Jesus. He alone was the faithful child. He alone truly listened and obeyed all that the Father gave him to be and to do. That's what authority, living under authority, looks like. Look at Jesus, who did not do what pleased him, but always was concerned with pleasing the Father and doing what he had for him to do. So we need to look to him for what living in authority looks like. And as we do so, we realize just how far short we fall of what we should be. And so even more then, we need to look to him for that perfect obedience that he has and that he shares with us. We need to look to him because in that perfect obedience, he is and he was the perfect sacrifice who atoned for all of our sins and has removed the penalty for that sin. And he shares with us that perfect obedience so that we truly are the children of God. And as we look to Jesus, finding both forgiveness from him, we also find freedom to obey in him. And so, clinging to Jesus, asking for more of his Spirit, part of that means, Lord, help me to listen and help me to obey. The gift and work of the Holy Spirit is Jesus' great help for our honoring those in authority over us. Keeping our eyes on Jesus, we find freedom to reverence others and respect them because our security is in Christ. We don't have to try to be one-upping other people. And we're free to seek wisdom, knowing that we don't know all that the Lord is or all that the Lord has for us. The more we keep our eyes on Jesus, we reflect well on those whom we honor in who we are and how we live. Children, you honor your parents best by doing what they say and reflecting well on them. We've all had that experience of going into a supermarket and seeing a young child throwing a temper tantrum. At least 51% of that problem is the parent. Are we reflecting well by keeping our eyes on Jesus? Ultimately, glorifying God, our Father, and becoming his blessing to others is what's set before us here. Lord, fill me. Lord, lead me. Lord, humble me. Lord, help me to honor all those who are in authority. Now, for parents, you need to be asking more and more of the Holy Spirit so that you can model this for your children and so that you can be praying for them as well, that they become faithful and wise stewards. You need to be praying that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit and growing in their freedom to listen and to obey. Children, you need to be asking the Lord for the Spirit for your parents so that they might listen to him and obey. And you need to be asking that for yourself. Lord, fill me so I can stop doing what I want to do and glorify you and be an honor to my parents. Pray for your parents that the Lord would be the one to lead and bless them as faithful stewards in their responsibility. Again, to fail to do this brings curses. And I think more and more we live in a society where parents have failed to do this. And the consequences of that are just beginning. That's the scary part. But as we hear this command, here's a great opportunity for you, for us, to be salt and light, to be a blessing to others. As their children are not taught to honor, how much more clear does it become when our children do? By the Lord's strength for his glory. And so we need to be modeling what servant leadership looks like in our parenting. We need to be modeling what faithful stewardship looks like. And as others notice that, we need to point them back to the one from whom we have learned it. The one who promises blessing. That as we honor those in authority, ultimately God himself, his promise is that we may live long in the land. Remember, that land pointed to a better place, ultimately to eternity itself in the new heavens and the new earth. That's what God is offering up here. To live under this commandment is about eternity. The eternal blessings of the perfect place and the perfect work and the perfect relationships and sharing all of that. When we get to heaven, we will not be independent agents. We will live under a king who loves us and has given himself for us. We honor him best right now as we honor our parents, as we honor those in authority over us. The greatest blessing of all for which we are made and redeemed is to honor God and all those he places in authority over us. Let's pray. Oh Lord, help us You know how prone we are to going our own way and doing our own thing. Oh Lord, help us, fill us with your Spirit. Give us that freedom and forgiveness that is ours in Christ, and give us strength. Strength to listen to you, to follow you, and to honor those in authority for your name's sake. Help us to live a blessed life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, our final hymn here today is 722, O Perfect Love. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.